Fourth dimensional pod. I'm on a time limit, so I just want to talk about what the fuck happened this week. Nothing crazy. Well, yeah, kind of. It is crazy. Well, it's not crazy. It's gonna be crazy, bro. Let me just get to it. Look, roll the intro. It is September 14th, which means that it has been 10 days since I got on here and talked about shooting, sharpening your sword. I don't remember exactly what I've said, but I'm pretty sure I kept using that fucking quote. It's better to go out with a flimsy sword and learn how to sharpen it on your way than to spend all your time inside sharpening your sword and you never get to use it because you never go outside. I still agree with that. I still agree with that, except for I'm gonna take that and turn that into something else. I'm gonna take that and apply that into shit where I have to be inside. Look, this is what's gonna happen. Today, actually, it was supposed to be yesterday, but today, I got a laptop. I bought it on the 11th at Best Buy. I was looking for a specific one, you know, with an Intel i7 chip. And at least 16 gigs of RAM. I looked at it, and my mom, well, we couldn't find one. Every computer there that had an Intel i7 chip, or you know, a AMD 7 chip, they're the same thing, right? They were over $1,000, and I couldn't afford that. I found this $900 computer. This $900 computer there. It was like the Victus, Dell Victus or something like that. I don't know what it was. It was a Victus, had a V. And I believe it was an Intel i5 chip and 8 gigs of RAM. But the guy there was like, nah, you would do so much better with 16 gigs of RAM. My mom kept pushing along. They kept pushing, like, just fucking annoying, bro. But we ended up getting the $1,300 Intel i7 RTX 3050 16 gigs of RAM computer. And because of that, I am forever grateful. But this means that I am broke now because I didn't have the money to afford this. I had $900. I had $1,000 to afford the computer. That's why I was gonna spend $900. But now that I spent $1,300, I have no money. I am broke. I am 100% broke. Even in my immediate bank account, I'm broke. Like, I just bought 2K. I had $70 in my account. I bought 2K because it's $70. Oh no, tax is seven fucking dollars. So hopefully I gotta do some shit. I gotta take out money out of my fucking investing. But hopefully it will all be worth it. But it's not gonna be worth it if I just sit here and fucking manifest it. I can't just sit here and hope that it'll work and it'll just come true. That's not how shit works. I have to actually fucking do something. And I have a plan. I have a fucking plan. Right now, I get reminders every day. I've been getting reminders every day for like 2 weeks now to do this video of stagnation and this video on why your fists are trash and a podcast episode on the Chris Chan situation and doing a pod on a computer. I'm doing that right now. I'm keeping all of this shit. And then I have notes. A folder of videos to do, like of my love and music and my music palette, because I seen Song Sykes video on it, and I might just converge that with like clothes as well, because I was watching a Frugal Aesthetic video, and I don't know what it was called. I think it was some of those shit like why your fits are trash or something like how to get better fits. One of those, you know, basic ass videos. And one of the most important things he said was just go out and like find a hobby and do some shit, Because how are you going to be creative if you're not watching anything different, if you're just staying the same? If you're watching NBA, I mean, if you're listening to NBA YoungBoy all the time, of course you're going to have trash fits. You know, it just correlates with each other. You have to try new things. Go watch Blade Runner, go watch Akira. You know, go watch some more shit. Go find some things out. And that's what I need to be doing. I need to rewatch 20th Century Woman, you know? I need to watch Skate Kitchen again. I need to try some more shit out. Maybe Gossip Girl. I heard that was okay, you know, HBO. I gotta go out and try some shit out, find some new hobbies, do some newer things. And I was like, man, I was skating, right? I was doing that. And I can see how my fits were changing as I was skating because it turned more into form over, I mean, function over form. Function over form, right? Function over form. Shit, I'm just comfortable in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't skate in skinny jeans. That shit hurts. So I just started wearing more loosely fitted jeans. Not even loosely fitted, just normally fitting jeans. Because it was all skinny jeans. And I started wearing all normally fitted jeans. And that wasn't entirely because of skating. Like the wave of, you know, vintage and skinny jeans are dead and Carhartt was doing this thing. But like a good portion was skating. Just wanted some shit that I was comfortable in. So I got a bunch of jeans. You know, like a bunch of t-shirts. I just got a bunch of t-shirts. I mean, I always wear fucking t-shirts, but like, I can't wait, bro. I'm very excited today. I'm just hyping myself up talking about it. Let me talk about what I bought in the last week. Actually, let me talk about what I bought in the last month. Let me talk about what I bought in the last month, because I don't know. So, should I start from September 1st, or it's the 14th, so maybe I should start from August 14th. This is what I bought in a month's time. Wow, damn, looking through my taste really got me. So, I earned $20 from DoorDash August 3rd, over a month ago now, and I'm not doing that anymore. I just gave up on that. I just didn't feel like doing that. So I spent $20, I think, on fucking Fortnite. I think it was Ariana Grande's skin. And then I spent, actually, never mind. That was not Fortnite. Stony Island? Oh, that's just ATM. Oh, I'm stupid. Okay. So I spent $20 on the evil eye of envy. You know that blue eye emoji? I watched ContraPoint's video on envy and immediately wanted to get that. Thought it was so cool. You know, it just wards off evil. I thought it was very fucking cool. And then I bought a t-shirt from Authority. $10. I'm pretty sure that's the shirt I have now. It funny thing is, it's like it's just a white t-shirt of three. No, that's not Authority. That's not Authority. This is the brand that scammed me. This is definitely the brand that scammed me. Scam. I spent $10 on I think a t-shirt, and they scammed me. I never got it. Then I spent $10 on Scentbox. You know what Scentbird is. It's not spo I'm not sponsored, but you know, I just wanted perfume, so I wanted to get some fragrances. $36 on PayPal because those were reps. I bought reps, but they never came, so I think I got scammed too. And I even did what they told me to do. Like I went and I not conf I confirmed it was sitting in the warehouse, and I told them to ship it to my house. That's what I did. I did shipping and everything, and it just never came. So I think I got scammed. I spent $2, $4, $6, $8 on Time magazine. Not just on Time. I bought $2 each of different magazines because they gave me $100 free if I do a survey with Scentbox. So I did the survey and I was like, yes, Congratulations, you get $100 worth of fucking magazines. I thought I was just gonna get $100, but nope, magazines. Then I spent $40 at Claire's and I just got piercings. Honestly, it was a dumb thing to do, but I'm glad I did it. I got two cartilage piercings, right ear. So now I have four piercings in total on my right ear. My mom was mad at me. We was at the mall, but she didn't know where I went and what I did. But as soon as we came back, I was like, I know, I'm dumb. Because I know I could have done it on my own. I literally bought a piercing gun like 3 months ago to pierce the bottom, like my earlobes. So why the fuck did I go over here? I was just afraid. I honestly thought that I was gonna break my ear if I pierced my cartilage. I really thought I was gonna fuck something up. Even though I've been on Pinterest numerous times seeing niggas with piercings literally everywhere, all across their ear, even inside their fucking ear. Like, even in the fucking, man, I'm not even gonna talk about it. And then $3 for an Acorn subscription, that's an investing thing. They automatically take whatever amount you want to put in every month as a subscription, and it automatically goes to investing. Then $15 with PayPal. I'm pretty sure that was, I don't know. I'm pretty sure, I don't think I bought any clothes recently. Especially not on August 24th. I know what I bought for $15. I bought Dr. Bronner's Liquid Castile soap. It's an 18-in-1 soap, bro. You can wash your hands with it, wash the dishes, clean the tub, wash your hair, wash your face, wash everything. It is so cool. And it's different flavors. Honestly, I don't recommend you get the peppermint flavor because that shit burns. It doesn't burn. It actually like does the opposite. It like freezes. You know how peppermints are. It does that. It's like an actual peppermint on your fucking body, and it feels so weird when you wash your face with it, and it's like you just rub peppermint all over you. It's weird, but the soap is awesome. It's non-sulfate, all of the healthy shit you can expect in it. I'm not sponsored, by the way. And then 99 cents for iCloud storage. Then $10 for Apple Music. I'm about to cancel that. I'm gonna cancel that and get Spotify because I can get 3 months of Spotify for $10, so I'm just gonna do that. Honestly, I like switching between Apple and Spotify. The only thing I don't like switching between Apple and Spotify is when I leave Apple, I lose all of my shit. Well, it seems like I lose all of my shit until I buy it again. But with Spotify, I can go back on Spotify right now and like listen to a podcast or listen to a playlist I had. And, yeah, it'll be ads, but, I'm glad it's just still sitting there, like just in case I want to get back on it. $12 for PayPal. That's my hair pills. My beard is growing in nicely. And then $5 investing on September 1st, $82 plus $8, so 90 fucking dollars on the Playboi Carti Narcissist concert. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I just want to rave, bro. My friend said he was gonna go with me. Crazy thing is, bro, we were gonna go to the Donda concert in Chicago. I think the last one. We was gonna go to the last Donda concert in Chicago, but literally the tickets were like $200, bro. We couldn't do it. So, I got these tickets. My friend was gonna get them too, but they sold out. I'm excited though. I'm just excited to fucking rave, bro. This shit is so exciting. I'm so hyped. I'm about to get merch and all that. This is like so hype, bro. I haven't went to a concert since 2019. And I swear, bro, that 2019 kind of like, that concert kind of like jump started what I was going for that year. You know? I had all the inspiration I needed from that nigga Tyler getting on stage wearing like a fucking, I don't know, Grand Budapest Hotel ass outfit and saying, do what the fuck you want. Told these black kids they can do what they want, dye your hair blue, shit, I'll do it too. If you can't sing, fucking try it then. You know, like just Shit like that, bro. I still have the video saved on my phone. I love that nigga, bro. $26 more because I ran out of hair pills, didn't took more, bought more. $8 on fucking Fortnite. Don't ask me why. I'm done with Fortnite, by the way. That new season is not me. It's not for me. $15 for shipping on my shoes. Maybe that's the problem. I split up my shipping, like to like did four payments every 2 weeks, $15. I split it up like that. Maybe when I pay all of it, they'll ship my shit. $15 quality clothing. That's Sneeko's brand. I really like Sneeko and his videos. So the least I can do is buy a poster. It's cheapest thing there. And then $70 for 2K. And that's it. I'm somewhat disappointed in myself, but looking back now thoroughly, a lot of the things I bought was very good. Like, I wouldn't have gotten anything else instead. Like, my hair pills, amazing. Dr. Bronner soap, amazing. This perfume, I could have went without it. Honestly, I could have went, I really could have went without it. The shit was so small, dude. I thought it was gonna be like at least half a bottle. At least something that'll last a while, because a lot of my perfume lasts a while. But this shit is gone already. I use it like 3 times, like for 3 days, it's gone. But who cares? It's over. I don't know if I told you about Call Me If You Get Lost, but call me by your name. But I finished that. Now I'm reading Catcher in the Rye. I'm close to finishing it, but it's taking a while to finish it because I'm not gonna lie, I was waiting for the book to get good, and it never got good. It gets to the point where it's like, oh, this is something interesting, but it never gets good. I can see why somebody like the guy who killed John Lennon would do that, but honestly, it feels so like this feels like a T for teen book. I'm like, this was what is bannable in the 50s. Okay, I can see why niggas didn't swear in music back then. Like, it's insane, bro. But, it's okay so far. I don't think it's one of the greatest books ever made, because I don't see what's. Maybe I gotta finish it. Let me stop talking shit. I have about 100 pages left. I'm gonna finish it and see what to do. Donda. 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 Donda versus CLB. And I'm only gonna talk about them related to each other. That's all I'm doing. I'm only going to compare them to each other. They're both great albums, but this is literally just comparing. This is relative to the next album. Is Donda good relative to CLB? Is CLB good relative to Donda? Well, this might tell you something. Donda is downloaded on my phone, and CLB isn't. Look, let me get to ranting. Let me get to ranting. All right. CLB is fucking garbage. I said it. It's fucking garbage. It's the weakest Drake album I've ever heard. It feels like a fucking mixtape. Why would you call it Certified Lover Boy and have the cover be somewhat related to you being a certified lover boy with all these pregnant women? And then half the songs are rap. Half the songs are you just complaining about Kanye. Half the songs are you just saying, man, I got no fucking friends in this shit, bro. Half the songs are you saying, everybody praying on my downfall. Like, you're being a cliche ass nigga right now. Be Drake. Stop being cliche. I don't care about you having no friends. I don't care about niggas praying on your downfall, bro. You're at the fucking top. Jay-Z didn't talk about this shit. He just talked about being at the top and continuing to go higher and higher. And then he changed up his, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick don't talk about niggas praying on his downfall. Well, except for Ain't Nobody Praying For Me. But like, dude, like, I'm sorry, it's boring. It's boring. You're talking about shit I can hear in every mainstream rapper today. What makes you different than all the other niggas? Because you can make a okay rap song as well as an okay R&B song? There's no way you're that big. I'm not gonna disrespect you like that. Good. There's no way you that big just because you can switch between good rap and good R&B. Are you fucking kidding me? Let's go through this track list. Champagne Poetry, fucking amazing intro. Amazing intro. I didn't know until 3 days later that Masego was, this was a sample of a Masego song. And I was like, how the fuck did Masego make this? Well, let me listen to his shit. His shit was nice, but Drake is better, I'm not gonna lie. The way they changed the beat midway through, while he was rapping, and towards the end, they still had the, I love you, and I love you, they still had the shit going in and out of the beat, bro. Fucking amazing. Fucking amazing. And the lyrics on this song. This is the part where I never say pardon to me anymore. This is the part where I find a new part of me to explore, bro. But also, this is the downfall of the album. This is where the album gets bad. This is where this nigga lies. He lied on this whole track. There's a lyric on this song where he said, career's going great, but the insides of me are falling slowly or some shit like that. He said something like that, where he was like, basically he was saying, my career is great, but my mental is horrible. Like, I feel bad right now. I'm sad as fuck. Basically, that's what he's saying. And, like, that's awesome. I mean, that's not cool, but it's a great line. You know, he said, career's going great, but now the rest of me is fading slowly. My soulmate is somewhere out there in the world. I just know it. Look, it's a great line, but why didn't you keep the theme going with this song? You could have kept the theme going. The theme of this album could have been career's going great, but part of me is going down slowly. Or what does he say? Now the rest of me is fading slowly. He should have kept with that. Or if he didn't want to keep with that, then keep on going with the certified lover boy shit. Be a fucking certified lover boy. Not, see, that's the problem with Drake now, bro. He wants to be a simp and a shooter, bro. He wants to be hard and soft at the same time. And you can't. It's fucking annoying, bro. Because now it just feels like you're appealing to everyone. It doesn't feel different anymore. It just feels like you're a. It feels corporate. It feels like you're trying to appeal to the hard niggas and then the soft niggas. It doesn't feel different anymore. Because I know niggas that can do that now. I know you were probably the not, I wouldn't say pioneer, but you were probably the trendsetter of that shit. You were probably the influencer of that shit. You were probably all these niggas' sons. And we'll get into that in the next track. But just because these niggas are your sons doesn't mean that you can do the same shit that they're doing now. You know what I mean? Yes, Kanye made 808s. And now all of these niggas now are doing that by, you know, by like the emo rap wave of 2017. That was huge. And it wouldn't have been a thing if it wasn't for 808s. But Kanye didn't look at that and then say, all right, 808s too. He didn't do that. Because then he would basically just be copying off the other niggas, even though he started the shit. You can't just redo the same shit because there are other niggas doing your shit now. You know? Next track, Poppy's Home. Amazing track. I fucking love it. The instrumental, fucking beautiful. I love it. I heard a lot of niggas say they don't like it because they can't play this in the car or they can't just sing to Daddy's Home. They can't sing that shit. Stop being weird, bro. Stop being weird. Just sing the fucking song. If you like it, you like it. I like it. That song is hard. I like it. Then Girls Weren't Girls, Ass, Lil Baby did his thing. I'm not gonna lie, this is the first song I actually listened to where I heard a Lil Baby feature and I was like, damn, okay, so this is why Lil Baby's good. Actually, never mind, because that other Drake song with Lil Baby on it, Keep Me Out of Context, Keep Me Out of Context, Keep Me Out of Context. That one, I heard Lil Baby on that and I was like, damn, this nigga good. But this is the second song where I heard Lil Baby and I was like, damn, he's good. This made me want to listen to the album. In the Bible, it was okay. It was okay. There are better Drake songs out there. And keep in mind, I'm comparing this to Donda and other Drake shit. Because there were niggas out there that were saying, like, if somebody worse made this, like, if NBA Youngboy made this, it would have been the greatest album of all time. Like, no, stop. It would be for him. But this is Drake. When Drake makes something so good, like Take Care and Nothing Was the Same, and in my opinion, Views, you can't make something mediocre and then say, well, it's okay for him, but if somebody else did it, it would have been amazing. Like, you can't do that because nobody's saying that somebody else is gonna make it. Nobody's doing. I've never heard that before until this Drake album came out. The shit you Drake fans be coming up with, bro. I've never heard that shit before. But anyway, In the Bible was fine. It was fine. Love All, I like it. I like Jay-Z's verse. But the more I listen to it, the less I like it, honestly. It was okay. Was this a song where it was like niggas never cared till it was R.I.P.? Fine. You know what? Cool song. I'm not gonna hate on it. It's a cool song. It's just I've heard so many other niggas say the same shit, but it's cool. It's a cool song. I don't like hearing Drake of all people talk about stuff like that. Because you're Drake. I get it. I'm not saying you can't have feelings, but say it in a better way. You're saying it the same way all these other niggas are saying it. You know? Like Snoop Dogg said, bro. Niggas will have 100 niggas on stage and then have a song called Trust No One. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Fair Trade? I like it. I like the hook. Outside. 29. G5. I like the hook. I don't even know what the song's talking about. I don't remember the. I gotta re-listen to this shit. I only listened to it like 3 times. Travis Scott did his thing, of course, like always. Way Too Sexy. I'm not gonna lie. It's catchy. It's stuck in my head. It stuck in my head. Everybody was hating on it. It stuck in my fucking head. It's catchy as fuck. TSU. Yes, one of the best songs on the album. I love this album. This is the best song on the album because this perfectly represents what the album is called and what the cover art is. But you see how many songs I went through where this nigga wasn't talking about being a certified lover boy? That's what I'm saying, bro. In Too Deep, it was fine. It was a fine song. I like it. It's toxic. I like it though. TSU was toxic as too. Like, was that the song where he was like, we used to shoot pornos, but now you got morals and shit? Like, what the fuck, nigga? Pipe Down, I love the instrumental. I love how, man, the way Drake flows on a beat. It makes it seem like the beat is the feature, bro. It's so good. Shout out 40. Yeba's Heartbreak, fucking beautiful. Just because of that, I went out and downloaded her fucking album that came out Friday. No Friends in the Industry. A lot of people think that this is the best song on the album. A lot of people have this as the favorite song on the album. I'm not gonna lie. It's cool. It's cool. But I don't like that it's on this album. I don't like that people are saying it's the best song on this album. Certified Lover Boy. Shit like that just pisses me off. Like, I really wanted a cohesive narrative. Not even a cohesive narrative, just a fucking theme. You know? But it's fine. It feels like we haven't gotten a theme since. I don't know. Nothing Was the Same is just. I mean, not Nothing Was the Same, but If Reading This Is Too Late, it's just like. It was a mixtape feeling. Like, you can put whatever you wanted on there. More Life was whatever you wanted. I guess since nothing was the same, cause started from the bottom, you know. Knife Talk, I'm not gonna lie, I don't even like this song that much. I don't know why everybody loves this song. I don't like it that much. 7 a.m. Bridal Path, best song on the album. I don't even have to say anything about it. It's the best song on the album. It's amazing. Race My Mind, I don't remember that song. Fountains, I don't remember that song. Get Along Better, I don't remember that song. You Only Live Twice, great song. I like it. Lil Wayne did amazing. Lil Wayne did amazing. Rick Ross, I'm not gonna lie, I don't listen to Rick Ross. Every time I hear him, he just does what Rick Ross, he just Rick Rosses, you know? So fine. Shout out to Rick Ross for Rick Rossing, but Lil Wayne did amazing. IMY2, I don't remember that song. Fucking Fans, I kind of remember that song, but it was so fucking forgettable, I forgot it as soon as I listened to it. And The Remorse, I like it. But he could have kept going with the theme of that, but he didn't do that, which pissed me off. Compared to Donda, I'm not even gonna talk about Donda. I'm just tired of talking right now. Look, I'm on a 40-minute time limit. I got 10 minutes left. Look, long story short, Drake is at a point in his career where he can do whatever he wants, and no one is gonna criticize him because he's Drake. You know? I just kind of wanted to see a 444. You know? I kind of wanted to see a Ye. I wanted to see something so personal. Something like, I don't know. I think Drake still thinks that he's so young. He's only 34. I'm always comparing him to niggas like Kanye and Ye. I mean, and Hove. Like, them niggas are 40 and almost 50 years old. Them niggas got families, bro. That's the problem, bro. That's the problem with them and me. I forget how young Drake is. He's 34. I forget how young he is. He's literally only 10 years younger than the current generation right now of Lil Baby, Gunna, YoungBoy, them niggas right now. Dirk. He's literally only 10 years younger than that generation. Like when Kanye was doing Dark Fantasy, Drake was 10 years younger than him. Like that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me that Drake was like making Nothing Was the Same when Kanye was making Watch the Throne. Like, that's crazy. But, you know, the beef, I want to talk about this one song that Drake apparently leaked. And it's funny because this is the best song Drake has released ever. Life of the Party. Song changed my fucking life. Well, it didn't yet. I have to apply it. But it's gonna change my life. Only listened to it one time, dude. And I kind of listened, I listened to like a little snippet of it somewhere else for me to like want to actually go out and listen to it myself. But only one time. And I don't want to listen to it again because I still remember it. Life of the Party was a song that was omitted from Donda. Because I don't know why. All I know is Andre want made the song, and I mean, well, Kanye brought Andre out to make the song, and for some reason Kanye took it off. I don't know why. Maybe to release it later as a single or something. But Andre, he didn't appreciate that Kanye's verse was about dissing Drake. It was an amazing song, and it still is an amazing song, even with Kanye doing saying fucking, I put Virgil and Drake in the same group chat because I told them to stop playing with me on GD. That's okay. It's still an amazing fucking song. Andre 3000 single-handedly made me want to listen to the Outkast's entire discography from that one verse. That nigga made me want to go and listen to J Electronica because half of the time I thought that was J Electronica. Bro, the album is amazing. I mean, the song is amazing. The album is amazing as well, but the song is amazing. If that was on the album, If that was on the album, there would be no competition at all. I don't care how many fucking sales Drake sold. There would be no competition at all. Literally, there would be no fucking competition. But you know what? I'm gonna be a cheater and put that shit on the album. I'm gonna put that on the album, iTunes. But I'm gonna put that on the album and say, hey, this was deluxe edition. He couldn't drop it because Drake is being a bitch. I don't know what else to say. I'm on a time limit of 6 minutes left. Look, all I gotta say is listen to the song. It's called Life at a Party by Andre 3000. It fits the theme of Donda. It was Andre 3000. He lost his mother 8 years ago. So it was him talking to his mother through Donda. He was like, hey, Miss Donda, can you tell my mother these things? It was so good. It was so vulnerable. It was so honest. It was, man, I stopped smoking. Everybody thought I was high for the past 8 years. When I was in church, me and this girl, we started fucking. My mom let us explore. I low-key think she knew about it. It was a, why don't my mom, why don't I have my dad's last name? I low-key think she just feels spiteful because of it. It was so amazing. It was so honest. It just made me, oh my God, it was insane. And Kanye started off amazing as well. He talked about some shit with the red cap. He was doing his thing, bro. And then he started going, you know what I'm saying? But it was still very honest. And that's all that matters at the end of the day to me is honesty. You can go on a fucking a mental breakdown like Logic on the Caterpillar remix. Still, like, get your shit off, bro. Get your shit out there. At least we know now that you don't like that shit. And that's it. Oh my God, I don't want to talk about it any longer. I have more shit to talk about. Do I? No. I don't think. Oh, yeah, final thoughts. Final thoughts and final plans for my computer. So I'm getting my computer today. It's a laptop. I don't know why I keep saying computer. I'm getting my laptop today. First thing I'm gonna do, watch a video I already have saved on the bloatware to delete as soon as I get my shit. I'm gonna create a mental screenshot so I can, like, in case I fuck up or anything, I can go back to that screenshot, like, literally, like, jump through the picture, like, time travel. Adobe Premiere costs a lot of money. Final Cut Pro costs a lot of money. Photoshop costs a lot of money. So very first thing I'm gonna do, because I have a video already on my phone, I'm gonna transfer the video from my phone to my computer and upload it. I'm gonna upload it. And then I'm gonna immediately start recording my next video on my phone. And if it works like the way I think it's gonna work, I don't think it's gonna work the way I think it's gonna work, but if it works the way I think it's gonna work, I'm just gonna keep just transferring shit over, like a completely edited video over to my computer for space and uploading it. But I honestly don't think it's gonna work. So if it doesn't work, I'm gonna get some free video editing software. I looked up a few. I have a few videos saved on my phone, ready to just watch the whole time where I'm setting up my computer. I'm gonna get all of that shit done. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make videos. I'm gonna make videos. I'm going to make clothes. I'm going to make music. I know Ableton and all that costs money. I'm gonna make music. But I'm gonna work on my TikTok and shit. I'm do this podcast. But I think first off, I have to start small first. I can't start off doing everything. So I'm gonna do these videos because that's all I can do right now. And once I get money from these fucking videos, I'm gonna use that money and buy video editing software and music production software and all that shit. Maybe a fucking game to stream. I'm gonna buy a fucking camera. I'm gonna buy a headset. I'm gonna do so much shit. And it's gonna be amazing. I promise to God, I'm not gonna waste any of that shit. Less, no less than 20 fucking dollars on stupid shit like a fucking Fortnite skin. I'm not gonna waste any of that shit. No more. I have 2K. I have Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I have Horizon Zero Dawn. Those are three big games. I'm set. I'm fucking set. So I'm gonna edit this shit. I'm gonna just do videos. And my projection is that it'll take around 6 months for it to get started, for me to get views, and about a year of me really working on my videos. Not just doing some daily shit, but really working on my videos like Lola Sebastian or Savannah Brown. Really working on that shit. And then I'm gonna turn my fan base into my fashion fan base, and then my music fans, and then my viewers on my stream, all of that shit. The niggas who bought my fucking book, the niggas who watched my fucking short film, all of that shit. I'm gonna do all of that shit. 5 seconds. Top of the morning, 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 top of the morning.